This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Tourist Board to revamp overseas advertising campaign, National Recycling Project launched, and Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry mulls use of drones to oversee the country's fisheries resources. The details after the break. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, is to revamp its overseas advertising campaign in short order. Cabinet has given approval for $2.5 million to be allocated to the board's advertising budget from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the initiative is aimed at achieving higher levels of growth in arrivals over the next few years, as well as boosting the advertising program for the current winter tourist season.
The initiatives include a new creative concept to replace the once you go, you know message. That advertisement has been running for over 10 years, redesigning and upgrading of the JTB's marketing web portal, visitjamaica.com, and improving the look and feel, as well as synchronizing these with the new creative ideas. And there is an increased focus on the use of social media to build consumer relationships.
Senator Faulkner was speaking Wednesday at a Jamaica House briefing. Over $200 million will be spent over the next 3 years to execute a national recycling project. The Recycle Now Jamaica project represents a public-private partnership involving the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, and local manufacturers. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies says the initiative aims to reclaim a third of used bottles on the island over the next 3 years. This will be done through satellite depots across the island.
This will be in stages. The target for the first year is 15%. The target for the second year is 25%. And the target for year three is 35%. Simply put, if and when the target for year three is achieved, there will be remaining two-thirds of the bottles which can be collected by the existing private operators or by any additional entities which will enter the sector.
Dr. Davies was speaking at the launch of Recycle Now Jamaica on Wednesday. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is considering the use of drones to oversee the country's fisheries resources in an attempt to combat illegal fishing by foreign poachers. Drones are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, either controlled by pilots from the ground or increasingly autonomously following a pre-programmed mission. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says low-cost UAVs can be specially designed and equipped with sensors to detect and locate poachers.
We are now in the process of looking at drones to really deal with policing our fish resources, because indeed we are losing millions of dollars each year to foreign poachers when those cats should be here to feed our people, to export and to make money.
Mr. Clark was addressing the launch of the Rainforest Seafood Festival on Tuesday. And junior athletes are being advised to check with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, before taking any medicine or supplement. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says Jamaican junior athletes are coming under increased scrutiny internationally and must therefore police the supplements and medicines they use with as much vigilance as professional athletes.
As junior athletes, you may feel that you fall under less suspicion. Not so. In fact, in some sports like track and field, where many youth and junior athletes are multidisciplined, your performance over several events will often draw some suspicion, if not greater media speculation.
Minister Nita Headley was addressing an anti-doping education workshop for junior athletes organized by JADCO and the Jamaica Amateur Athletics Association at the Jamaica Conference Center on Wednesday. The workshop is the first in a series being organized to raise awareness among student athletes about doping and drug testing. That was the JIS News. I'm Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.